In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Well, after what was described in 20 Minuten as Ein Schwarzer Erster August, when Switzerland failed to win its hoped-for gold medals, at least there was rejoicing yesterday with Nicola Spierig's gold medal. And the Olympics are well and truly in full swing. And every day, people's achievements are being celebrated as they go further, higher, faster than anyone else. I read the other day that all the medals handed out will weigh a total of 362.4 kilograms. That's a lot of gold and silver and bronze. But even so, fewer than 1% of the competitors will get to hang one of them round their neck. People who minister as chaplains to events like the Olympic Games or to football teams and so on, chaplains in sport, will tell you that an important part of their calling is to minister to the runner who did not make it to the 100-metre finals. The footballer who is told he will never be good enough for a first-team place. After all their dedication and hard work, they go home with nothing, to be quietly and even quickly forgotten. A recent article in the Bible Society's magazine has even suggested that the modern sporting scene has become heavily influenced by the Protestant work ethic. Rigorous and serious, with a deep suspicion of anything that does not serve a useful purpose. We even talk about the leisure industry. It's simply a matter of business. And when you watch Manchester United or FC Basel at work, then that's precisely what it is. Work, a business. You don't get any sense that this is a game and that anyone is playing in the true sense of those words. Coming from my end of the church spectrum, I would like to think we do know a bit about celebration and festivity. But even so, I am sure more needs to be done on the theology of play for its own sake, starting with the concept of the Sabbath, the day on which God rested, not spending it doing serious, useful tasks, or worse still, going shopping. I do hope, by the way, that, and I know there's talk of referendums and so on, but I do hope that Switzerland will not make the same mistake as Britain and turn Sunday into just an ordinary day, another day to be making money. All of this might seem a long way from our scripture readings today, but as the writer of the letter to the Ephesians tells us, Jesus made captivity itself a captive. He gave gifts to his people. This means he also took captive the tyranny of achievement, the crushing seriousness that takes away all sense of enjoyment and play. And he gave gifts, some to win gold medals, some to win silver, and some just to take part. The pinnacle of my sporting achievement was when Shireen and I played volleyball against the national team of Upper Volta. Now, it's rather a long story, but suffice it to say, we were beaten hollow. But it was fun. Our opponents were friendly and not in the least patronising when it was yet again nul point to our side. The gifts he gave were that some should be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, as it says in Ephesians 4, verse 11. Well, he certainly didn't give us the gift to become champion volleyball players, but he gave us other gifts, as he has to each of us. And the lessons that we can draw from this are that, one, we should be grateful for the gifts we have been given and do our best to cultivate and develop them. Two, we should not envy, we should not be jealous of the gifts other people have, even if they seem more prestigious and desirable than our own. Because to do that is to question God's will and to reject his generosity that he has shown to us. And thirdly, we should appreciate other people for the gifts they have been given, even if their gifts do not seem as valuable and as useful as our own. They have the gifts for the tasks to which God has called them. Which brings me to my final point. Ephesians 4:12 says, God gave these gifts to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ. The athletes on the running track, the swimmers in the swimming pool, are the ones everybody sees. But behind them, there is a whole body of coaches, physiotherapists, team managers, whose job is to equip them for the race. So too, we, as members of the body of Christ, the church, our athletes out there in full view, as colleagues at work, as husband, wife, parent at home, as brother-in-law, aunt, cousin in the family, as neighbours in our streets, living out your Christian calling. And behind you is the church, the clergy, members of a house group, the person sitting next to you today, all with a calling to equip you, to build you up as one of the saints. And together, in joy and celebration, we can go for the gold that God has for us. Amen.